Being the only Black professional in an office can be draining. Electronic music artist Aluna has similar feelings about her workplace, studios, and stages. And in the arena of dance music, where it feels like there is little minority representation, she is raising her voice.
What did I come here to do? What did I come here to prove?
The English artist, who is also part of the duo Aluna George, has just released her second album. It's called Mycelium, and it documents her quest for self-empowerment. Aluna joins us now from LA. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. So this album has an intriguing conceptual framework. Mycelium is like, that's like the roots of fungus. What about like this life form inspired you on this album?
Well, in this album, I was becoming an advocate for all the changes I want to make in the dance music industry. And I'd knock on the doors of the people with power and money and control and sort of ask them to change the way they do things and be more diverse, et cetera, et cetera. And that really didn't work for me. I kind of started to work more organically with just anti-racist allies, friends, growing change that way.
Was it something particular about the image of mycelium that grabbed you?
I think I'm more inspired by the science of it, this cell network that grows randomly. And then as it finds nutrients and other information, it starts to create channels that distributes it to other areas that are needed. I really thought that I was like fascinating. It was like, okay, I can do that with communities. I can do that with people. It's like building something together.
Do you have an example of a song that you feel like really exemplified that on the album?
Absolutely. I think that Oh The Glamour is a perfect example of that. Oh The Glamour.
Glamour has always been a way for queer people to escape the reality of being disempowered. Like, is that part of what drew you to the words of the song, or did you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people of color, the pandemic, that pressure, especially economically, and then George Floyd has this almost combustible effect, like the change that you have to go through to really survive that. But often to pull out of adversity and oppression, the LGBTQ community has used glamour. Glamour signifies a much higher and much potent form of joy that has the power to pull you out. Because trying to aim for averageness and normalcy, and it, for me personally, has never been something I can achieve. Like, I grew up the only Black girl in an all-white town. So for me to try and aim at normal, never going to happen.
You have a song on the album, Supernova, and you talk about, in that song, about not needing to pick a lane and letting go of shame. From the way you grew up?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think I am a connoisseur of being an outcast. What I found as I started to break out of my childhood city is that so many people feel like fish out of water. So many people experience this moment where they leave the place that they've grown up in, find themselves in a new land, and it, all of a sudden, you know, you just don't feel like you're at home anymore.
So where are you home? Are you at home on the dance floor?
Absolutely. I mean, dancing and like completely losing my sense of reality I was healed for another however long until the next time.
Do you think that's what sometimes people don't get about dance music? Like, they may think that it's more frivolous or it's just not as deep.
I think that can happen really easily. I think that I would say that anyone who thinks that that's the whole vision of dance music is missing out. Because what you really want is that intimate experience where you've got your own space to dance in and you just really don't care what anyone else thinks of you. You don't really know what you're doing. You're surprising yourself and you're sweating and you're drinking water. Drink water.
Yeah.
It's an incredible evolutionary process.
One of the last songs on your album is called Beggin'. And like, you sing unapologetically about being someone else's weakness. Like, what does this mean to you?
I know my own value, but sometimes other people don't know that until they see what I can do with their raw materials. Once people realize what they have and then they want more of it, it's like, well, that's not really going to happen.
Yeah, it's too late. You missed your chance now.
Yeah. Wishing you had met someone or underestimating them and now they're in your life and there's so much more to handle than you ever thought. And I like that idea, kind of Trojan horse. I can come across as pretty understated. I like that about the way that I do things.
Obviously, this is a dance album. What type of advice do you have for people who want to maybe get into dance music, but maybe they're a little shy and they don't know where to begin?
Dance music is all over the world, and there's all different types of dance music. It's not just Eurocentric sounding house and techno. There's so much that could be your entry point. Like, try to listen to your danceometer.
What's a danceometer?
It's a tool inside your body.
Oh, okay.
It's you developing your own taste for what works for your body. Whatever makes that easier to get more energy into and to get more movement in your body naturally, that's your danceometer working.
That's English musician Aluna. Her new album is Mycelium. It's out now. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure.